With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Strait of Hormuz is fully closed once again. That's the word from Iran's Revolutionary Guard Navy and will remain closed until the end of the U.S. blockade on Iranian ports. That message issued late last night, along with a message that any vessel approaching the strait will be considered in cooperation with the enemy and will be fired upon. Scripture is being heard in the nation's capital this week, beginning this morning. Every verse of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation will be read aloud at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. An army of volunteer readers take the podium for brief stints from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. until the job is done 7 days hence. The event is called America Reads the Bible. President Trump is scheduled to read Scripture via video from the Oval Office on Tuesday, April 21st, during the 6 p.m. Eastern Time hour. Amongst other readers will be members of his cabinet, members of Congress. The event is being live-streamed. A 90-minute special aired last night on many of these stations. Some House Republicans have stood up to President Trump in a vote to renew a controversial surveillance program without any changes.
Members of the Conservative Freedom Caucus demanded better protections for Americans whose communications could get swept up in warrantless surveillance by U.S. spy agencies. But President Trump demanded Republican unity in supporting the law's renewal without revisions. A middle-of-the-night attempt by House Speaker Johnson to push the bill through failed. In the end, the House approved a temporary 2-week extension of FISA, which was supported by the Senate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge has blocked the $6.2 billion merger between local TV giants Nexstar Media Group and Tegna until an antitrust lawsuit is resolved. The merger would create a company owning 265 TV stations in 44 states. This is SRN News. Last year saw the highest level of deadly violence against Jews around the world in over 3 decades, with 20 people killed in anti-Semitic attacks. That's the conclusion of a new study by Tel Aviv University, which included a deadly attack at a Hanukkah celebration in Australia. Researchers say anti-Semitism has been up ever since the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023. Two of the deadly attacks in 2025 took place in the U.S. In Britain, 2 people were killed at a Manchester synagogue on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the Jewish calendar. The Trump administration has fired 4 Justice Department prosecutors involved in cases against pro-life activists. The terminations came just before the release of a report detailing the Biden administration's prosecution of pro-lifers under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Attorney General Todd Blanche says, quote, no department should conduct selective prosecution based on beliefs. This is SRN News. Eddie Murphy has received the American Film Institute's Life Achievement Award at a star-studded ceremony. The event held last night at the Dolby Theater featured appearances from Spike Lee, Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle, and more. Murphy, known for his roles in Beverly Hills Cop and Shrek over a nearly 50-year career, expressed gratitude to his family and for his career. Spike Lee praised Murphy's cultural impact, while Chris Rock and others highlighted his influence across generations. The tribute, which will air on Netflix, also included performances by Jennifer Hudson. Today's birthdays on this Sunday, April the 19th, amongst celebrity folk, singer-songwriter Roberto Carlos is 85 years old. Actor Tim Curry turns 80 today. Motorsports Hall of Famer Al Unser Jr. has 64 candles on his birthday cake. Actress Ashley Judd is 58 years old. Latin pop singer Luis Miguel, 56. This is SRN News.